Hey, we're going to take one last question before we move on to the next section, and I think this actually might be a good segue to the next piece of the webinar. The question is whether or not the Island Institute, or I suppose other organizations, are facing any challenges in terms of engaging the island fishing community, or fishermen in general, with thoughts on offshore wind. Has the MLA, the Maine Lobstermen's Association, weighed in on this issue? That's a great question, and a really important one from our perspective. We work closely with the Maine Lobstermen's Association and a number of other fisheries groups around the state, as do others at state agencies and other groups like Sea Grant and GMRI, who are working on outreach and who we're going to be talking about or hearing from a little bit later. In general, we know that for people who are making their living on the water, they have immediate concerns, like how much they're going to pay for fuel, how much they're going to pay for bait, whether they can get out fishing, whether they're going to be able to make money this week. And there are many regulations or issues that come down the pike at them that are of immediate concern and they know they need to deal with that often make it harder to take the time or energy or effort to learn about or deal with issues like offshore wind energy that may or may not happen soon enough for it to be an immediate concern. That said, we certainly have a lot of regular engagement with leaders within island communities and other fishing communities who are very engaged, are learning a lot, and are really going to, I think, be able to be spokesmen, you know, for their communities on where they see that they need to be involved and where development of offshore wind energy may impact them. I actually presented a similar presentation to what I started this webinar with to the Maine Lobstermen's Association Board of Directors for their last meeting last month, and they invited us to do that exactly because they want to be up to speed on these conversations. So they're definitely paying attention to it. So we're going to have presentations about the actual information exchange project and programming that we are in the middle of and want to be able to share with everybody today. Suzanne Pudi, who's our Community Energy Director, is going to start off talking about this project, and she will be joined by Amanda LaBelle, who's our Marine Programs Associate. We will, again, have some time to have another organization from the state talk about other work that others are doing on outreach, and we'll also have questions at the end of this session. So feel free to type in questions as we go, and we will respond to them at the end of this next few minutes. Great. Thank you, Heather. This is just a brief overview of what we're going to try to hit in these next couple of minutes to give you an understanding of basically what has gone on in terms of stakeholder engagement and public discussion about offshore wind in the state of Maine to date, and how that's informed our thinking here at the Island Institute in creating a series of events and activities that will take place in the coming months. I'm not going to spend too much time going over what is actually a pretty lengthy but not actually comprehensive list of other events and activities and meetings that have taken place to discuss the potential for ocean energy in Maine to date. We do have a list here starting with engagement around the demonstration areas that were ultimately identified within state waters that began back in 2009. What I tried to outline here are some of the lessons that I think that those of us engaging in this issue have learned through each of these events. And I think that the interesting piece that we can recognize is the fact that this conversation in Maine started with a focus on demonstration and research and development work happening in state waters. And now added to that, there is attention to what's going on farther offshore in federal waters. You've got a note here about the Mapping Working Waters project that the Island Institute has been working on to better understand how commercial fishermen and other marine users are using the waters in both state and federal areas offshore, as well as reference to a conference that the Island Institute co-sponsored last December, through which a lot of really interesting information emerged in terms of stakeholder concerns and interests and questions about the topic. We also, as Heather referenced, the University of Maine put together the offshore wind report that came out last February, and the Island Institute had the opportunity to provide input on the different stakeholder questions, concerns, and interests that we've heard to date, and outline the diverse group of stakeholders that operate in and around the Gulf of Maine that should be a part of the conversation as offshore wind is discussed here in the state. Sea Grant and the Deep Sea Wind Team hosted a series of evening meetings this past spring in relation to their test site off of Monhegan. And we just wanted to note some interesting survey work that has taken place out of the University of Maine to really help get a sense of broader perceptions along the coast and the state for around offshore wind, as well as the fact I just wanted to reference the New England Wind Energy Education Project is an initiative that has been taking place for the past year or so. Has been very much focused on terrestrial wind development, but I think has sort of created a focus on the need for better information and engagement around wind power issues. So throughout all these efforts, you know, the ones that were noted and the many that we didn't put on the slide, the question is, you know, what have we learned so far about where the public and other individuals, entities, interests in the state of Maine are at in terms of the discussion with offshore wind? And right, we have here is an excerpt from the Maine Deepwater Offshore Wind Report from the chapter on environmental stakeholders. And as you can see, these are the types of questions that, you know, many of us are asking in our own heads that we hear asked, you know, all over the state. What, you know, how is this going to impact us as Maine residents, as fishermen, as ratepayers, and how could we see benefit or how may we see impact that could potentially be balanced with some additional benefit. So this, again, if you're interested in these questions, I'd urge you to check out that report in that chapter, which goes into great detail about interests and questions from commercial fisheries, from island power utilities, to coastal land trusts, environmental organizations, really trying to give all of us a sense of where the interests lie on this issue. In addition to that, we had the opportunity to get some really good feedback from the Offshore Wind Conference that was hosted last December. What we have here is a survey, post-conference survey that attendees completed, giving us a sense of where their level of understanding lies with various aspects of offshore wind development. And it's not a scientific survey by any means. We clearly asked them this after they sat through a day of various panel discussions on these topics. So it's certainly not that we're saying this is indicative of the entire coast, but what's interesting is that, you know, we can see that there's certainly an interest in learning more about a lot of these key issues, ranging from environmental impacts to technical issues and economics, and I think particularly there's an interest in the communities that have entered into this discussion before we have here in Maine and what their experiences have been like to date. So, what we were able to do at the Island Institute, recognizing that this was an issue of real interest for many of our partners along the coast, we felt that it was important to sort of go beyond the efforts or build upon the efforts that have taken place so far and try to address the needs and questions and concerns that have been expressed by the coastal residents, island residents, commercial fishermen, and others that we work with on a day-to-day basis. So, what we have set out to do is this offshore wind energy information exchange, and there's sort of a couple of different goals that we're trying to achieve. The first piece is to try to increase the quality of information available to a broad range of stakeholders, recognizing that there are a lot of different interests that stand to potentially be impacted or have a role in shaping the discussions around offshore wind energy. And that all of those different pieces of these stakeholder groups really stand to learn a lot from each other. I think that we have recognized that there's a real interest in going beyond the basic level of information that has been shared in some of these events, and that there's a real interest in sort of digging into the nitty-gritty, as we call it, of different topics, whether it be sound impacts or submarine cabling, or the economics of offshore wind. People are really wanting to dig into those issues. I think also recognizing that There is a real wealth of knowledge here along the coast that we can talk about inviting experts to participate in our events, but recognizing that really everybody should be considered an expert. There are folks that have made their living out on the water for decades, and they have a lot to share in terms of other development and businesses that may come to join them there on the water. And so really trying to create an environment where there is good information that addresses a lot of interests and respects the local knowledge that's already there. Building off of that, we think it's important to try to facilitate relationship building between these stakeholder groups and, again, sort of connect the experts, quote-unquote experts, to each other so that questions can be asked directly and conversations can take place more easily. And then finally have the opportunity to document what we've been learning throughout this process and share it with others, recognizing that, again, these conversations are going on up and down the coast. We're very keen to learn about efforts to engage communities and others in these discussions that have taken place before our efforts, as well as try to share sort of the lessons learned or key themes that emerge from this work with others as well. So this webinar is sort of the beginning of that effort, and we hope to be able to continue to share the information that we gain based on these experiences in the coming months. So how are we hoping to achieve these goals? There are a couple of different pieces to this information exchange that we'll go through in more detail in just a few moments. Basically four pieces, the first one being a series of briefings that we've been having with various individuals and groups to give them a really good background on offshore wind, give them the chance to ask questions that they may have or try to clarify things that they've heard. Heather gave the example earlier of talking to the board of the Maine Lobstermen's Association. I think that's certainly an example of those efforts there. We are also in the process of working with other organizations and experts, area topic experts, to produce a series of fact sheets that will be fact-based and drafted in consultation with others and peer-reviewed and distributed widely along the coast in the hopes that we've got some good, solid, easily digestible, and accessible information to share with the public. We are also planning a series of forums or in-depth information sessions that basically will enable us to spend a couple of hours and dig into various topics of interest in greater detail than what some people have maybe heard about to date. The idea there, again, is to recognize that there are many, many different types of individuals or organizations that bring various strengths, experiences, and knowledge to the table, and creating a space for them to share all of that. And finally, perhaps what some of us are most interested in or excited about is a series of tours that is going to enable various stakeholders to spend time with each other out in communities, on the waterfront, at wind turbine sites, to really get a sense of the various different work environments engaged or involved in this discussion about offshore wind development, exchange information once again, and contribute to that relationship building and communication across sectors. So those are the primary components of the information exchange, and what I will go into now with Amanda LaBelle is the series of events that we will be hosting now until next spring. And I hope that as you hear us go through these events, that you can think about the potential areas of collaboration where the Island Institute might be able to partner with you and your organization. Ideas to improve these events and suggestions that you might be able to share with us. We are certainly still in the process of nailing down some of the details on these events and certainly want to make sure that they are relevant and useful to folks who want to engage in these conversations. So I'll pass it over to Amanda to start. Amanda is actually going to be our point person on all of the tours that we plan.